शम्मा है तो याद रखना, मैं भी हूँ परवाना। ओ जालिमा, ओ जालिमा, जो तेरी खातिर तड़पे पहले से ही, क्या उसे तड़पाना। ओ जालिमा, ओ जालिमा।
Does matter, and everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258 BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258 DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company, I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
Choosing a new apartment,
means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
आज से मेरा हो गया
नहीं चाहे तुम मेरे सारे दूसरे बिल ले लो मेरी ग्रोसरी का बिल मेरे पानी का बिल मेरे क्रेडिट कार्ड का बिल लेकिन मेरी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का बिल मैं नहीं दे सकती
क्यों नहीं दे सकती
क्योंकि मेरी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का बिल मेरा सबसे लोएस्ट बिल है थैंक्स टू डिस्काउंट पावर और वो मैं किसी को नहीं दे सकती आप भी डिस्काउंट पावर ज्वाइन कर लें बाय विजिटिंग discountpowertx.com
discountpowertx.com great rates great service simple
discount power PUCT number 10177
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Here's your Monday chat, only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla,
Lynn,
and Sasha. Thanks for tuning in on this wonderful Monday morning with us on Chai Time. It's actually a very beautiful day.
It really is.
It's nice and cool.
Yeah, let's
well,
put it that way. Yeah, that's good compared to 100 degrees, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I am like, I don't like the gloominess. I wish it was a little bit sunnier, but
I like
it's nice.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah. Really I like. I could it. Get used to this weather.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone's weekend?
Weekend was good.
Happy really Father's busy, Day, by
yes,
the way, to all the papas.
Yeah, and we had ours yesterday at the mall with the kiddos and
a fun event.
And yes, so it was great. Yeah. And Saturday we kept the kids busy, but we were more tired.
And they still had the energy to go for another few hours.
At 9:30, yeah, they wanted ice cream. Oh, no.
Yeah, Hannah last night after she had that snow cone, she was just like coughing again. And I was just like, oh, great. Not enough. I don't want a sick child during the summer. So I just like started oiling her up. Yeah. I was like, okay, we got to get you better. But anyways, we have our friend Pavna Luther on air with us today again. Of course, she's part of the Chai Time team. So welcome again. Yeah. But, you know, today's topic, which actually on my way here, I had a little bit of anxiety coming here because I was stuck in traffic and I was like, oh, no, I'm getting late. But we all deal with that, right? We all deal with some kind of anxiety. And, you know, they say that worrying doesn't take away tomorrow's troubles. Mm-hmm. It takes away today's peace. So with that said, I thought today would be a good topic to talk about anxiety.
Yes. I kind of tested anxiety.
Yes, today. She surely did.
Oh, yeah, you sure did.
I said, I'm going to be late. Start without me. And I wanted to see the reaction when I came in. So anyway, so I kind of timed it in a way that it was 10:55. And I was like, I just drive slow today.
Just did that on purpose.
Yeah.
So. But you still made it right on time.
Yeah,
so that was good.
That was good. That was intentional.
Thank you, Mom.
Sat in the car for 5 minutes, but that's okay.
On my Fitbit, my heart rate started going up. I was like, I'm not even working out.
96, 103. So anxiety is real. I just wanted to put it out there. It's a real thing. It doesn't show it on our faces. And sometimes we are anxious and have anxiety going on, and we can put a smile on our face and not let other people know we hide it very well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for some people it shows because they are just talking fast and trying to rush you and putting pressure on you, trying to control you. So you can see for some people that they're really anxious, but you can't confront that person and say, hey, are you having an anxiety? And of course, boom. Yeah. You know, then there's anger outburst.
Yeah.
So just wanted to put it out there. It's a real thing. And we all, at some point of our life, have faced anxiety or will face anxiety or have the anxiety disorder, full-blown anxiety, when there is anxiety going on for 6 months nonstop. Like, you're every day worrying about things. You're restless. You're losing your sleep. Mm. Right? And there's a change in appetite. Either you notice that you're eating too fast or losing weight. Eating a lot but still losing weight because your metabolism is increasing. Oh, right? Wow. So if you see that's happening for continuously 6 months, so that means that you need to really get it checked out. You could have a full-blown anxiety disorder.
Oh, wow.
And for that, of course, you have to go through some medication for some people. And most of the time, psychotherapy works, just learning how to manage things. And and it could be part of your personality. Mm-hmm. Some people think, I'm just always anxious. That's my personality.
Yeah.
And I think I don't want people to dismiss saying those things that, oh, I'm just a very anxious person. I'm a perfectionist. Yeah. You know, and that's what you hear people saying, I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And we get confused between being perfectionist and being anxious. Mm-hmm. Perfectionist people tend to be more, you know, like things in order, organized, and moreover, we see that as a control. Right? Mm-hmm. And the society, you know, the world we're living in, most of the people, we have this pressure of being perfectionist. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that personality to be perfectionist, it's thrown by others at us saying things should be organized, things should be in order. You know, at work environment, people, your boss wants you to be things in order, having it all organized before you come to work. Right? So it's thrown at us for people who are laid back, not organized, that expectations of being organized or perfectionist that can throw people off and have them have the anxiety. Right? So having said that, I wanted to just kind of put it out there. The basic symptoms you notice is restlessness, which I already said, and concentration. Mm-hmm. People have problem with concentrating who have anxiety. They have twitches, you know, muscles, muscle ache,
yeah,
you know, or twitch. Mm-hmm. You know, you just like,
yeah,
like notice yeah. yourself. Your body is just shakes.
Twitch,
yeah, you an eye twitch. Hmm. If you see that happening more often, if you yeah. have once in a while, yeah, yeah, you know, it's just people say it's kind of luck. Superstitious luck
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, that's
but if it's happening
a lot often
when you are around certain people who, you know, try yeah. to, your boss or your maybe yeah. person you're in relationship with or your certain people in your life,
yeah.
you notice that you are more twitching or your muscles get tense. Right? Uh-huh. So you see that there's anxiety building up. There's something happening in that relationship with that person with you, or something you are putting pressure on yourself is causing you to have those muscle tension and twitches. So restlessness, muscle tension, sleep. Sleep is a big factor. A lot of people who have anxiety, they tend to sleep less, mm-hmm. right? Like I was, we talked about depression last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the depression, people tend to sleep more.
Yeah.
Oh. With people with anxiety, tend to sleep less.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or they get up so often in at middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you notice that, and you know, if you're somebody, your child or your spouse, or you know, you see somebody just sleeping like crawled up,
yeah,
right?
Crawled up. Yeah.
You know, and then you say, oh. There must be something, tension is there,
yeah.
right? So that's a sign of that person is really anxious and they are just, something is happening with them that they're tensing.
Yeah.
You know, you see that some people are sitting and they're sitting like this, cross arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you're okay. That's like this. That's resting. That's called resting. And when you're sitting like this,
yeah.
right, the posture,
yeah.
that's anxiety.
Mm. Okay.
If you notice that person is always sitting like this, your shoulders just kind of shrugged
yeah. Yeah.
in front and sitting like this. And I've seen with like some kids, when the teachers are talking in the classroom, the kids are like this.
Oh, wow.
You see their hands like
yeah.
tightening.
Yeah.
So that they're absorbing the information, but that information coming as a pressure.
Mm.
And the pressure is causing this, like, okay, do I get this information? What should I do with this information? Am I really getting it?
Yeah.
Will I be okay with this? So that tension builds up and that can
yeah.
have the reactions. And when the child comes home from school and is like having mood swings,
yeah.
right? So you notice that's anxiety around whatever happened at school, right?
Wow.
So we live in a world where is expectations over perfectionism, and it's causing not just for children, for adults, or even elderly, you know?
Yeah.
They're heavy, anxious, what's going to happen when we grow old, or I'm old, and I have this illness, am I going to die with this illness, you know? And if there's a call anxiety due to medical condition. So people who have a family who had cancer in their family, they're worried
mm-hmm.
that, will I have a cancer,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, my symptoms are like cancer,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, I got a headache. Do I have a brain tumor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you build these anxiety around yeah. it because you have a family history of brain cancer. So anxiety could come in a different form, not knowing it's an anxiety. We
yeah.
just say we worry.
Yeah.
We heard the word, I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm just worried. Like I said in the last couple of times, that if you say more than 10 times in a day, that means I'm worried. Then something you need to really be mindful.
Yeah.
Where is this stemming from?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that worry word is paid attention. Oh, are you sad?
Mm.
Yeah. You know, if you hear the word sad, you start yeah. believing you're sad. Yeah,
exactly.
So if someone says, are you okay? Are you worried about this? Then you're thinking, maybe I am worried.
Yeah.
Right? And then you start worrying.
Yeah. So they say, start your morning with positive affirmations. Right?
Yes, yeah. yes. So I was on my way here, I was listening to this podcast, and I can't remember the person's name. And it was so beautiful that how we can, anxiety is the more we resist, and it persists.
Yeah.
Right? That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
So in life, anything you try to say, oh,
push back, it pushes.
The more it's coming at
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is in anxiety nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't have to really acknowledge it's anxiety. It's could say worry, tension. You know, we can give it different labels,
yeah.
right? But we're trying to say, I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried. But it just
yeah. You are.
You heard the word.
Yeah.
You're trying to push it away, and then you start thinking, am I really worried?
Yeah.
So it just stays with you. Mm. So I just wanted to put it out there that it's a real thing. It happens to all of us. It's some form, and it gets the best of us.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, I'm gonna. You guys still have any questions so far?
Oh yeah, I have going at questions for you.
Yes.
So you know, one of the questions that I wanted to know was, what are some of the self-healing techniques that one can do to relieve anxiety?
Okay. Wow. So anxiety of it. Self-healing.
Self-healing.
Trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I like that.
Right. So you made it this far.
Yeah.
Whatever has caused you anxiety in the past, mm-hmm. right? You dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're still alive.
Yeah.
You survived through that, and you can survive through it now, mm-hmm. right? You can't, of course, there's help out there. There are doctors who will definitely give you medicine for it. And for some people, I'm not saying medicine is a bad thing.
Yeah.
When if it's really in a bad condition, you need the help. But first of all, you have to trust yourself. You can cope with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So depression or anxiety are the things that get the best of us. But we can make the best out of that, of the depression and anxiety. Because it's, like you were saying, affirmation, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That sometimes these things come at us to test us that, okay, it kind of gets us off the ground to wobble us test us
mm-hmm.
and teach us the coping that mm-hmm. we have it in us.
Yeah.
And then you work at it. If you learn to work at it, then you can help others around you to help to deal with it. Because it's going to touch them in some part of their lives. Even our spouses, children, family members, parents, sisters, brothers. It can, you know, if you know how to do it right, then not just saying, hey, I got it, you can do it. No, just kind of be the support system for them.
Yeah.
Right? So trusting yourself that I can do this by simple mindfulness techniques, right? Being more aware. Like when I said, my muscles are getting tense. You know, I notice I've been sitting like this all day. Right? Am I talking fast?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or I haven't been sleeping well.
Yeah. Mm.
So when you notice certain symptoms in you that happening, and then you become more self-aware, then you say, oh, I haven't gone for a walk.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go for a walk. Maybe it'll help me.
Yeah.
Right?
Fresh air always.
Right. Yeah. Or I need to listen to some good music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Put me at ease.
Yeah.
Right? Or the essential oils you use, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So those, right? Or sitting in a bathtub, just sitting and relaxing and not just if thoughts are coming. I mean, we're never going to be empty, right, in our head. Thoughts going to keep on coming. The anxiety will build up.
Yeah.
Anxiety, when I say anxiety, it's just kind of worrying, right?
Yeah.
Worrying about small things. Or sometimes it's the bigger things. But it's like, I can't do anything right now.
Yeah.
Things are happening. I don't have a full grasp of these things. But it's okay. I don't have to deal with it right now.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing needs to be conquered at this very moment. This very moment, I need to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to heal this body.
Yeah.
I have to heal this mind. Mm-hmm. So I am prepared to conquer it all.
Yeah.
Right? So when you have those techniques and then you use that as your guards, like, okay, I'm ready now. I've done my walk. I took a nap. I have taken a good bath or swim, and I'm ready, right? And then I tell my clients, time yourself for 30 minutes to worry.
Yeah.
You're going to worry, right?
Yeah.
That's how you are. Let's just, why not say, you know what? After my dinner or my lunch break, I'm going to have 20 minutes to think about my worrying things.
True.
Right? Just said, that's my time to worry. But other than that, I'm going to keep on doing what other things I do. So I don't have to deal with it all day long in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you keep replaying it like a broken record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not time that 20 minutes to worry about? Why? Just say, that's a worry time.
Yeah.
12 p.m. to 12:20 p.m., I'm going to just sit and reminisce about worrying. Like, yeah. Okay, oh my God, I haven't called my mom. I should call my mom. What is she thinking? Oh, I missed calling her on Mother's Day. Oh my God, I didn't get her present. Oh, I'm supposed to do this with my child. Oh, I missed their WELC exam for this year. You know, small things like that. Yeah. Oh, I haven't gotten my yearly exam. Or I haven't done this, or I haven't done that. Just take that 20 minutes, write it down. Okay.
Out of your head.
All right. I got this. So I got these 20 things that I should have done, I haven't done. Let me see how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put this on my schedule, I'm just going to schedule, and that's nothing to worry about. Yeah. Done.
Yeah, that's how I deal. I make lists.
Right. It's a do list, but it's a worry to-do
list. A worry list.
So that way you can unpack.
Yeah.
Right? Because we pack it up and we're carrying it on our shoulder and we walk with that pack all day long. And the next day you put more pack and then just like muscle pack, we're building this worry pack on us.
Yeah.
And then we carry to the next day and our pack gets bigger and bigger and bigger and we just crumble down.
Yeah.
You know, it gets the best of us eventually. And that's when you have full blown panic attacks.
Yeah.
Right? And people have it, and it's a real thing. And I want to throw it out there, panic attacks, it just seems like you're having a heart attack.
Oh.
It does feel that way for some people. Wow. It's like a false alarm, and then you end up in hospital.
Oh.
And its symptoms are you're losing breath, you feel like your chest pain, palpitations, you're sweating, and your body's just, your muscles just kind of like deteriorate, feeling like they're just not in control. Twitching, everything is happening with you. And so symptoms are very much like heart attack, and a lot of people, out of this, say when you go to the hospitals with a cardiac arrest, wherever they dealt with it, they said half of the time people have panic attacks. We have to send them home.
Oh my.
And they come in saying that they have a heart attack. So we have to pay attention, but it's okay to end up being in ER for panic attack than sitting at home thinking I'm panic attack could be heart attack.
Exactly.
So I encourage you know my clients that if you think it's, don't ignore it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Most come worst, they will send you back home.
Yeah.
But then you know, okay, I cannot go to ER every month.
Yeah,
I got to take care of this, right?
Exactly.
So it's not like, okay, it's all right. Next time I happen, I'll go to ER again, right? So it's something you need to really see that you it takes a toll on you. It's a deterioration, and it can later on, you can have a serious major depression.
It can lead to depression.
Yes, and then it, over in time, you can have a really heart attack and not knowing it.
Wow.
So it's very important to unpack every day with a simple worry-do list and take care of it.
I like that worry to do list.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So anything else? Well, callers, please call. I know it's something, I think it's a real thing. And even being therapist, I admit, I have gone through myself, my days of anxiety, you know, like, okay, this happens to all of us. It could be. But the good thing is that I know it's happening and I know how to unpack. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen to some people who are, you know, experts.
Yeah.
It can get.
So if you guys, I mean, if our listeners, you have any questions for Bhavna Ji, give us a call at 713-974-4000.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM. We are in conversation with Bhavna Luthra. Topic of the day is anxiety. If you would like to call us, number is 713-974-4000.
Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you, or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Choosing a new apartment means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today, or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company, I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Arling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Arling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
ओ तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है ओ तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है आज से मेरा हो गया
चाहे तुम मेरे सारे दूसरे बिल ले लो मेरी ग्रोसरी का बिल मेरे पानी का बिल मेरे क्रेडिट कार्ड का बिल लेकिन मेरी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का बिल मैं नहीं दे सकती
क्यों नहीं दे सकती
क्योंकि मेरी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का बिल मेरा सबसे लोएस्ट बिल है थैंक्स टू डिस्काउंट पावर और वो मैं किसी को नहीं दे सकती आप भी डिस्काउंट पावर ज्वाइन कर ले बाय विजिटिंग discountpowertx.com
discountpowertx.com ग्रेट रेट्स ग्रेट सर्विस सिंपल
डिस्काउंट पावर PUCT नंबर 10177
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. For those of you who have just tuned in, we are in conversation with marriage and family counselor Bhavna Luthra, and our today's topic is anxiety. So we have been talking about different techniques to heal and stuff like that, but we wanted to know if anxiety can lead to like serious issues, or like if you kind of ignore it over a period, do they, you know?
I mean, they said people who are more prone to stress level, they tend to have heart diseases. And even they are doing some studies on cancer and things. People who are more anxious tend to have more serious illnesses and even cancer. And other thing I want to throw it out there, people who tend to be more anxious tend to have more addiction issues, right? And there are also addiction-induced anxiety. So people who have addiction tend to be get anxious because they are using the substance, like smoking, cigarette. So when people are anxious, they smoke. Or people who smoke tend to have more anxiety. So it's kind of a both goes both ways. So and anxiety can definitely, people with anxiety can more prone to have heart diseases or even there are studies now coming out for cancer and even some lung diseases. Right, because the people who are anxious, they tend to have shallow breathing. So they don't breathe deeply, and then you're not really exercising your lungs properly. So that's why there's even people saying, "I never smoked in my life." So why I have the lung cancer? So they're now have studies been done. People who are anxious can have lung cancer. So
as you're saying this, I'm like trying to dream.
So these are the things out there. There are a lot of physical diseases are coming due to your these kind of, I would call it mental illnesses. So if we take care of small things of such like deep breathing, and they're like a, they call it pranayama. The deep breathing exercises, yoga, and even if you can do physical heavy duty yoga asanas, we call it, you could simply do shavasana, we call it. It's like just sleep, like, and put some soothing music on, and we call it yoga nidra. So deep sleeping, practicing with in yoga studio, just say, you know what, I need to go. I don't want to do all these postures because I'm not cut out for that. And why don't you just work yoga nidra with me? Do practice just sleeping. Good, relaxed sleeping, because I don't sleep well. People who are have anxiety, they don't sleep well. So just do those 20 to 30 minutes practicing of deep sleeping with putting some music. And in initially with yoga nidra, you take a deep breath in and then you breathe out and then you let your arm relax. And you'll notice with people who are anxious, because I do practice yoga with my clients because I'm a certified yoga teacher. So I have them put their arms straight, and some of them even can put their both hands on the mat straight. So, and you then you know that there's definitely is a some anxiety issue. So then slowly I call it body scan meditation. So I work with them to just focus on their fingers from all the way to the head, to the feet, So this is called body scanning meditation or guided meditations. Wow. So you, it's such a powerful stuff that you can see the changes. There are actually a breathometer you could study with their muscles, that how much they muscle relax within that 20 minutes of doing that body scan meditation. It's powerful stuff. We never talked about it. So I think one day we're going to dedicate to that.
Yeah, that's something we want to talk about.
Probably I'll do that in here with all of you.
That would be amazing.
And with listeners, so they could, wherever they are, they can stop everything and just do the relaxation. Yes. So I do work that. I do two things with, of course, psychotherapy is a powerful thing with our, for the clients.
Yeah.
That works very well. And there's a, it's a talk therapy.
Oh.
You get their family history and see what's really from their childhood,
underlying
issues like trauma. So that can build, some childhood trauma can lead to anxiety.
Right.
So people who have not really dealt with things from their past, it kind of keeps on packing in their mind. And it's the onset, right? So childhood trauma are the onset for the anxiety.
Oh,
right. Something you haven't dealt with, it happened in your childhood, and you're worried about it. And as you grow, and you kind of, anytime something stressful happens, and you become anxious, and then you anxiety, right? So there's anxiousness.
Yeah.
Which we all get. Small anxiousness is okay,
you know?
When you have exam, when you have a deadline for work, it's okay to have anxiety. That little bit of anxiousness. But then when it goes away, but for those people, it doesn't, because its onset has already happened from the young age that, oh, I lost my parent. So I'm going to lost this special person in my life.
Yeah.
Right? And then every time you lose a friend or somebody special in your life, it's like, again, onset.
Yeah.
So you go through that. You torture yourself over and over and over.
So
right?
Anxiety starts from when you're young, obviously, right? So is there anything that, like, because we all have little ones, and we have teenagers and to young adults, and is there something that we could be doing at home when we're with our kids to keep themselves calm, or, I guess, teach them some techniques from a young age so that when they're older, they're able to cope with anxiety better? Because obviously it's inevitable, right? We're all going to have anxiety at some point in our life.
Right.
So what can we teach our young ones so when they're, when they get older, they're able to cope with anxiety better?
Beautiful question.
Thank you.
So I like that when we say, how do we take care of them from a very young age, right? First of all, we have to say, okay, so I tell the parents, just reflect, right, on your own life and see, growing up, what was your life like? How did you dealt with it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you haven't dealt with it, how are you going to help your child?
True.
Right?
True. Yeah.
So do your own work first, right? Yeah. So how do you manage anxiety? How do you handle pressures? So when you're talking to your child, you ask, like, if something going on at school, right? Let's say if they are stressed out about some exam, simple thing, or assignment. And then you sit with them and you sit, they say, I don't know this. You say, is it hard for you? And what's really happening? Tell me. I mean, it's hard for you. Is it really pressuring you?
Yeah.
Are you feeling, don't say the word anxiety to them. That you don't want to have them start labeling those things. They're just like, are you feeling pressure? Do you need help? And then if it happens once, then you notice that it's happening more often. They're talking more and more like, I don't know it. I don't know it. This is hard. This is hard. When they say that over and over, then you know they're getting anxious. Then you could say, are you feeling something happening? Just don't say the word anxious. Just say, where are you feeling it? Right? Where do you feel it? Is it in your chest? Is it in your head? Is it in your arms? Do you feel something when you get pressure? So when you relate the pressure and the body symptoms, then you know that there's anxiety building. Right? Then you can get in. You're finding your door into their little world of anxiety. And then you said, it's okay. We don't have to do this right now. And same thing, when you feel the pressure of doing that, you need to do it, something right away, just say, I don't have to do it anymore. What the worst can happen?
Yeah.
It won't be done.
Yeah.
So what? It won't be done. It's okay.
Yeah.
I have to know what's happening with me than what needs to happen outside. I need to get this assignment done, or I need to get this project done, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I can take that 10 minutes break and walk away from the situation. So telling your children that it's okay, we don't have to do it right now, let's take a break, right? After you walk into their emotional world, you acknowledge that symptoms, and then you say, it's okay. You're validating the pressure. You're already in their head, the pressure head.
Yeah.
And then you would say, it's okay to take a break. Then you do these mindful techniques or breathing techniques with them. Mm-hmm. And then you say, how do you feel now?
Yeah.
Always revisit. Like,
yeah.
Do you feel any pressure let in your head? Do you feel your arm is more relaxed or your chest is feeling relaxed? Where do you feel it now?
Yeah.
See, this is his acknowledgement. So it's bringing the self-awareness that I am okay.
Yeah.
The power of now. I don't have to deal with it, everything out there right now.
No, yeah.
Right? We're living in a world where we are trying to take everything outside, but not taking care of what's inside.
Yes.
Right? In the pressure of taking over outside, we're creating this turmoil inside. And that's what our children are learning.
Yeah.
I have to make sure my teacher is happy with me. I have to take care of them. I make sure my mommy's happy with me. I have to take, you know, my friends are happy with me in the playground.
Yeah.
I don't want to make everybody upset.
Yeah.
But in that process, they're not taking care of what's happening with them.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the environment. Everything is like, even for adults, even for teenagers, social media, right? Or the pressure, what's the perfectionism I was earlier saying. That pressure of outside world is so perfect. Everything says everything has to be perfect. In the child world, everything is perfect.
Yeah.
But we have to teach them everything is not perfect. Here is perfect.
Yeah.
You are perfect. You came perfect. You are perfect. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right? So we're teaching them, acknowledging if there is something happening internally, the anxiety is building in, then you can take care of it. Everything is just, we make it bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
Right? If they say, I can handle this, I got it, it's all right.
Yeah.
Simple things like that we want to teach them. And then having them practicing small yoga, breathing techniques, and even also that guided yoga nidra, right?
Yeah.
So having them lay flat and telling them, okay, pay attention, you know, where, how's your fingers feel, fold your fingers, are they tense? Okay, keep unfolding, let it go, and then moving up to your arm, the neck, the head, now feel your back, then feel your legs, right? Now notice the changes in your feet, are they relaxed? Close your eyes. How do you feel it now? It's, you're getting relaxed. You relax. Relax 3-4 times. And then you, okay, take a deep breath again. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You know? And you see that.
Yeah.
It's just so easy. Teaching them simple techniques. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it
like
go.
Like the song says.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I love that.
So that's how it is. It's just so simple. Like
it is so simple, but we complicate everything.
Yeah. Because it's even more complicated because we know what's happening out there. It's like on our phones.
Yes.
So we're putting all this on pressure on us, you know, running a business, working for a, you know, have high positions in some big companies.
And like especially for men, because I know like for my husband, his arm will twitch sometime, you know, because I'm sure he's stressed at work and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any techniques for men? Because they're not going to run to the doctor for my husband for sure, you know. So is there something that they can do?
Yes, definitely. Like if he wears suit to work, tell him to take his jacket off. Take your shoes off, you know, that 10-15 minutes when you're at work.
Yeah.
Even if you're sitting at chair, just let your shoes off and just sitting, and you know,
relax.
If your desk, their desk is there covering, just kind of sit there, put yourself, you know, and relax on the chair and close your eyes and just kind of let it just, let
you were
just
saying about
everything
some
tune
app
off.
Or something?
Yeah, it's there's an app called Breathe to Relax.
Okay.
So there are a bunch of apps, but this is what I use. It's like taking, counting seven to breathe in.
Yeah.
And count four at beginning, what I'm saying. Because we don't know how the person's breathing. I can tell when they breathe, like if they can count 7 to 4, but I take like 14 to breathe in. So then you take 7 to breathe out. Oh, sorry, 7 to breathe in and 14 to breathe out. Oh, okay. So double. So 3 and 7, something like that. So, you know, you count. And even that app, Breathe to Relax, has a counting.
Okay.
So you can use that app to relax with your breathing.
Okay.
And then you do practice that at least 5 to 7 minutes at beginning.
Okay.
And keeping, you can do even that in your chair.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And just during lunch, before you go for lunch, just do practice that. And even during, you know, work, I think I encourage people who have a desk job at least 3 times while they're at work, practice this.
Yeah.
It's like 5 to 7 minutes. Yeah. So 15 minutes, it shouldn't, you know, it's doable.
Yeah, and then the day would be more productive if you're in a better mindset.
And even when you're driving.
Yeah.
You know, driving to work, practice that.
Yeah.
Driving back from work, practice that.
Yeah.
At least do once at work.
Yeah.
Right? It's so easy, but we're just rather worry.
Worry or on the phone reading the bad news.
Yes, yes. I used to say, other thing is when you're driving, you said, okay, I'm supposed to make these few phone calls. Let me just make those few phone calls while I'm going to work or coming back from work, because I can't do it at home and I get carried away with other things. So I encourage people to not talk on the phone while you're driving, because you're packing.
Yeah.
While you're going to work, you're packing. When you talk to other people.
Yeah.
And you're packing the stuff you talk about, it sits on your shoulders.
Yeah.
More people get anxiety is from shoulders. Your shoulders get heavy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Sure. You can feel like, your pain, For me, when I go for a massage, they're like, where is your... I'm like, it's always in the shoulders.
Yes. Because you have packed up all the pressure and worries on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a caller who would like to talk to you, Bhavna. So I'm just going to put him on air, okay?
Sure.
Hello, this is Chai Time. You're on air.
Good morning, Bhavna ji. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
This is Shrikant, uncle. We are from Bombay, Mumbai. And I learned yoga in Lonavala. Kaivaledam.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we've been here almost 50 years in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I do MS-150 for the last 7 years. Are you familiar with that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. For the last 7 years, we've been doing MS-150. We go on a bicycle from Houston to Austin.
Yes, yes, yes.
We raise funds for multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is, first 100 miles, there is no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then stay there overnight, and next day we start go to Austin. Mm-hmm. There are hills up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So I get anxious because a lot of people donate in my name, and will I be able to finish it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the anxiety I got.
Okay. So you have this pressure on yourself because people have sponsored you, and you feel like you're supposed to live up to their expectations.
Right, right.
Yes, yes.
I always end up finishing it, but during that time, I'm very anxious.
Right. And you said you do practice yoga?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you do pranayama? I'm sure you do the pranayama.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you practiced those pranayams during the break time while you are...
Yes.
Okay. And does that help?
A little bit. It does help because every 15, 20 miles, there's a rest stop. And there are almost 8,000 riders. So another anxiety is if I get into an accident or something.
Yes. So
we do practice there's an Arya Samaj near my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you practice under the Shekhar Agarwalji and all that people, right?
Yes,
yes, yes.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, good, good. So, okay, so first thing first, it's called, in a psychotherapy world, we call it CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. So that's what I use. And you can get some books for yourself, or we can talk. You can take my number and we can always talk about it. In more detail, because CBT approach is always good, because when people are tend to be more anxious. I'm sure it's maybe you notice more during the MS 150, but maybe in routine life you can also see that. How do you think of all or nothing, yep. right? Kind of thinking, if I don't do it, it defeats the purpose of doing the MS 150. So if I don't live up to it, so that's the CBT thing I work on, that all or nothing thinking, like if I'm not going to do this, then there's no point of doing this.
Yes, ma'am.
So those irrational beliefs we start forming around that, and right. and that's where it takes the best of us, right? So yeah. it kind of shows up in our life. It's just not relating just to the MS 150. It shows up in our life in other forms. Gee. So right. So we can definitely talk more, and just call me after the show over, and we can talk in details if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Can you give me your cell number or anything?
Yes, my number is 281-773-3649.
773 what?
Oh, sorry, 281-773-3649.
Okay, Bhavanaji, right?
Yes.
3649. Definitely, we'll talk.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
That's right. Nice to see so many call. Like we're getting good questions on our callers
yes,
too.
Yes, that's a very good question, because we tend to have that pressure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because we want to live up to. I mean, I've noticed with our high compoish society yeah. that a lot of children feel that pressure when yes. they're in college. We have to live up our parents' expectations. Yeah. We have to become doctor, or engineer, or lawyer, or this and that. So we live in a world where we have a lot of pressure from people around us,
yeah.
and that's what can cause anxiety, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
So,
true.
But you asked that question was so beautiful. If we can start with our children young age,
yes.
and then we can teach them how to manage the anxiety.
Yeah,
it's not mean that it won't happen. It will happen.
It's
a around
part of
us.
Life.
It's part of life. But it's just learning how to manage. Cope with it, and even talking to your children about, like, yeah, mommy feel pressure, and that's why she does this yoga or walk or listening to loud music, or like I was telling you, I dance around the house. Yeah. I skid even, and people, I've skid with my patients. I worked in a hospital environment with seniors, and I would put some music on. I say, let's skid. And then the 79-year-old patient say, are you crazy? Uh-huh. And I said, well, that's why maybe I'm here. So having the sense of humor in life is, reading jokes, right?
Yeah.
Reading jokes, listening to comedy, attend comedy shows.
Yeah.
Every now and then, just go, don't go to these concerts, go to comedy shows.
Yeah.
Have a silly laugh about stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or just crack jokes with your children, even though they think you're gone crazy. What's wrong with you? And that's okay, because we have to teach them it's okay to be funny.
Yes.
If you want to laugh at me, mommy's being funny or silly or weird, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? All is okay.
Yeah.
Everything is being silly, crazy. We got to normalize every behavior.
Yeah.
Right? And we can't just say, oh, that person is mentally weak, that's why they're in hospital. And no, because we let the seriousness of the world get to us.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, it is time to go. And I could sit here and talk to you all day. And all day long,
right?
And can
we
as well. But as always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week.
Mm-hmm.
Our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths.
So true.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself and the storm will pass.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are so smart.
Okay, so before we end the show, we have a lot of calls coming in. Unfortunately, we could not take the listeners. So Bhavna, will you just leave your phone number so they can call you directly, please?
Yes. My number is 281-773-3649. And you can reach me another my work line, which also can go to my phone if I am not able to take it at the time. Just leave the message. It's 832-736-4325. 832-736-4325.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show, as always.
We love
and
it.
We will definitely, hopefully, you know, have you here more often than only once a month.
We would love it.
We're working on that.
It's like a therapy session for us as well.
So thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time Girls here on 99.5 FM. Yali Madad Khuda Hafiz. Ciao, Sasriya Kal. Bye. Adios. Arrivederci, sayonara. Remember, my friends, it's chai time, anytime, anywhere. Bye-bye.
Surgically enhanced to sound